Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Though you see no water for miles around you, you are, like me, nonetheless maroon. We are castaways in this terrible bad dream somebody decided to name Barovia. To switch up the metaphor, we are imprisoned, and the fog is the bars of our cell, and our jailer is Baron von Strahd. As far as I can tell, there's no way to escape other than possibly by dying. Maybe by being eaten by a wolf, let's say.
It really is terrific stew.
You should come back sometime. I will make with fish. It is much nicer.
Yeah, it sounds. Yeah,
we would love to.
Melts from the bone.
Oh my! We'll have to do that at some point.
Well, I will make space for you to sleep tonight.
Yes. Thank you very much.
She nods. She stands up and she wanders over
she
to...
Has she finished her stew?
No.
No. Where will we finish your stew? It's fine. It's
okay. She says. She sits back down and starts eating.
There's no winning. We let her finish her stew.
Piran is not paying attention to any of this.
Of course.
You see at one point... Well, actually... Pip, are you also... Oh, no, actually, Pirin doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
he's just not paying attention.
Okay.
Pirin finishes his stew, then stands up, and you see him pacing around the room thinking to himself. He takes out a little notepad, and he starts flipping through it.
Okay.
Yeah, the taxes of certain things?
Yes. Several of the... He flips over to a part in the notebook and then turns it over to you. And you see a list of names with some figures next to them, amounts of coin.
Mm-hmm.
The only people within town who are paid an actual wage in money, not in store credits, are those who need to keep the peace, shall we say. They're just the town guard or whatever. They, however, are among... some of the most disgruntled people, depending. So some guards, typically the flayed ones, are kind of just doing it for the religion. But some of the guards are not, shall we say, true believers, and are there for the money that you get for being a guard.
What do they spend the money on?
Well, there are some things that can be still bought around town and whatnot.
Okay.
Keep their families in wealth and whatnot. If you do not get paid in coin, if you get paid in credits in this town, coins are worth like 10 times what they should normally.
Right, okay.
Can you use the coins to pay off the credit?
Some people try. Especially some of the larger or less to do families. Well, not less to do, sorry. For some of the larger or families who can, it's really all that they can do to keep themselves in the bunkhouses, which are also owned by the Burgomaster. You pay to sleep at the bunkhouse every night.
Mm. And I suppose
people who are wealthy enough can purchase a property.
Right, and I suppose on death, your debts are not wiped, but passed on to your next of kin?
I believe so. I don't know. Once someone's dead, I don't... He turns back. He knows he's just going to upset you.
Can I help... Mathilde, like, do the dishes and prepare the bedrolls and stuff. I'll do that for her.
Well, you help her wash the dishes. Mm-hmm. She seems quite grateful. Thank you. It is nice to have help again.
That's no trouble. I'm happy to do the dishes if you want to sit down or whatever.
No, to set up the bedrolls is not an easy... you, unfortunately, I will make it as comfortable as possible, but we have a hidden crawl space beneath the building have to stay in.
I've been sleeping in the wilderness for...
It is warm.
Who knows how long. So yeah, that'll be better than... Yeah, no, we appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Anyway, while you're cleaning then, she moves a rug and you can see there is hidden beneath a trapdoor. She opens the trapdoor and she climbs in and you can hear her fiddling about beneath the house.
I'll dry while you do the dishes.
Okay, no worries. I imagine if you don't do like a good enough job drying, I will take them off you and dry them myself.
Oh, it's hard to dry wooden bowls.
I imagine this is Pip's childhood coming back, where Pip's like, there needs to be a certain level of cleanliness and cleanness to everything.
I was going
to
say, yeah. I'm not going to even roll.
Yeah.
Hector, I don't think you could roll high enough to completely dry a wooden bowl. But Pip, from your upbringing, I don't think you could roll low enough to not be able to completely dry a wooden bowl.
Maybe I got like little like tea towels that are like placed down the little bowl and place the bowls over the top of. And
maybe you've got like you watch as Pip, he has a system. There's some flick of the wrist, some incredibly dexterous action, and bowls and spoons become completely dry. And you hear Pip muttering to himself the instructions as he does it.
A damp bowl is a damp soul.
That's good. Get a good boy card, both of you, for doing the dishes.
Thank you. Oh, okay. We got polyglot. That's a funny one to get.
Do you? Do you spend it right now?
What's a language? I'm clearly going back to my childhood in some way. What's a language that maybe
you have Dwarven?
I don't think so.
If you don't have Dwarven, Dwarven's a great one to get.
Yeah. All right, I'll
hanging around too much with Goroblushin, unlocking those childhood memories.
Through. Oh yeah, maybe some of the brothers were Dwarven that raised me.
Well, your mentor.
Great.
Unlocks a memory, and you remember that when you got taken from the orphanage, you were taught Dwarven.
Oh, that's right.
muttering like, was it
a damp bowl? Was a damp soul?
A damp soul, but in Dwarvish.
A damp bowl is a damp soul. A damp bowl, ekna de ekna.
Was that in Dwarvish?
Oh, that's right. It's just been so long.
All right, cool. Very funny. So you learn Dwarvish and do the dishes.
I do the dishes so well I learn Dwarvish.
Yeah, as one happens. Yeah. Pirin, this entire time, Pirin has just been pacing back and forth, flipping through his notes as well. And you can he every now and then he rattles off, he's muttering to himself, but he rattles off a name. It might be something like Herswitch or something like that. He's like, well, with this, Herswitch is definitely on our side. You can see the changing in taxes means that people who are paid money might now be a little less loyal than they were previously.
As we finish the dishes, I'll ask Pirin, did you need any more gold or anything?
Well, yes. I mean, gold is worth a lot here. If you have any, I'll take it.
Yeah, right. I think I have like that. I think I have a 200...
Pirin nearly chokes on his own saliva.
Sorry, 400.
Yeah, well, I mean, actually that might be genuinely too much. 400 gold pieces might tank the economy. Which, you can see more cogs begin turning. Actually, I'll take the 400 gold if you're given it.
If you're doing that, I'll go into my pack and pull out the platinum censer and ivory horn. And dump them in. If I cannot carry these for any longer, I'll be happy.
Well, that's easy. I can make. I can forge coins pretty easily.
Oh, yes. Here's
about 1,000 gold all up.
Probably, well, depending on how I stamp the metal, probably more, to be honest.
And, here's a copper chalice, it's eight.
There's a fine art to wrapping platinum around a wooden coin. Getting it as thin as possible while still having enough coating that someone biting down gets enough softness out of it. I miss my old job.
Hopefully we can get you back. Here's the copper chalice, and here's... 400 gold.
All right. Hang on. Let me make a list of everything you've given him. So you gave him 400 gold?
Yep. So we don't really... I don't use it gold in the slightest.
Yeah. Also, with like the items, like where am I going to sell this?
Where are we fencing these?
Yeah, I'm not fencing any of this shit.
Well, I thought the silver you took to have silver.
Oh, yeah, that we're
that I've got. But the platinum sensor and the ivory horn, of no use to me.
Ivory horn. Actually, Pirin can give you the ivory horn back.
Damn it.
People, I don't think I'm going to be able to fence this. No one's interested in. People either want coin or something that can keep them safe.
Yeah, nobody needs ivory. That's fair enough.
The platinum platter, though, I can turn that into money. What else did you give him, Hector?
I have a copper chalice as well.
Money's money.
And yes, the 400 gold.
Well, it will take time, but tanking the economy will probably really wreck the Burgomaster's control on this area. The sheriff and Ludmilla probably won't lose too much power, but completely destabilizing the Burgomaster would be not nothing.
Well, I mean, yeah, we're not losing it.
If we can then find a way to behead Ludmilla, the sheriff is probably, without her help, the weakest one on their own.
Did you mean figuratively or literally?
I don't know how to kill a vampire. I mean, if that's what it takes.
It is.
Well, if it works.
Yeah, it's the thing to do.
If it sounds stupid, but it works, it's not stupid, is it?
Yeah. Is there a smithy in town?
No. Yes and no.
Okay.
There is a creature that Ludmilla made that works a forge.
A creature that she made.
It's
right.
Like a golem made out of dwarves.
Right.
Yes. Well, right. You'll see in... Oh, I don't have my notes here. They're in the trap is hot. But I have a whole set of notes about different methods of fucking over Kuchery. But in the... We go to war method. A lot of consideration needs to be taken around the golem. It will break a man's spine.
Right. Is it... the reason I ask is I have some silver statues I was hoping to turn into weapons. Is that the kind of thing
it
will do?
It doesn't accept... Or it might accept gold. I don't know if I've ever tried. It definitely accepts company credits. I can get you some.
Okay, yes. That's probably a...
Pyramid puts up two hands. Okay, I can get you some. You're going to want to know this ahead of time.
Right.
It will mean someone doesn't eat. They will willingly give them to me.
How desperate
probably
are
a knight?
We...
I don't know. No. What do you need done?
Sorry.
I need to make some silver arrows. I take out the silver dragon statues.
It works pretty quickly. Maybe only one knight.
How desperate are we for these silver arrows?
I mean, it's useful to have. Silver's rare. If it's just one night.
I reach into my pack.
Now we're talking sense.
I reach into my pack and some rations and just be like, trade that for the credits if you would like.
Okay. Do you have six?
Yes.
I guess you would have cared about this. It's not just one person who
I figured what just here's six.
Like a whole family. Anyway, yes, all right. You mark off six rations. Pyrrhon takes the rations. Mm-hmm. Right, Bless your kind hearts. Well, there you go. Cruelty free. I can get it done for you.
All right. Yeah, that'd be wonderful. That'd
all right.
Be...
Give me the silver.
All right. I'll give him the two silver dragon statues.
All right. Mark those off. And Pyrrhon gets those done. I can probably get that done tomorrow as well. So when we reconvene, I'll have the information or I'll have a canvassing of who this disgraced knight could be. Mm-hmm. And I'll have the silver. Bolts or arrows?
Bolts.
No worries.
That's going to be helpful. Silver's just one of those materials, you know?
Yes. Silver, very good. Can eat it. It's nice. Sustains a man.
I'll also find out if that golem takes gold.
We might as well.
That'd be useful.
Well, anyway, was there anything else you needed done? Information you needed about town?
I do not think so. I cannot possibly think right now if there's anything we need. I'm too tired.
Well... Very quickly, this is very important, you might want to write this down. If you get in trouble with the guards and you absolutely need help getting out, tell the guards to fetch you. Tell them you need to speak to Rostov. He's my man within the guards.
Rostov. Okay.
Rostov. No worries. Are we using our names or are we having aliases or what?
Well, so long as Ludmilla doesn't know... You met Ludmilla. Did she know your names?
She didn't say them.
Well, I mean, anything mentioned to the guards has a chance to get back to her, but it'll probably go through the Burgomaster first. The Burgomaster definitely doesn't know who you are.
I guess we can use different names. I mean, she has a description. She knows what we look like, but I guess whatever. Call ourselves something different.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't hurt to have fake names. But yes, if you... Now, letting you know, If it's something very serious, Rostov can get you off, but it's probably then going to become a once-off sort of thing.
Sure.
Rostov, he can get you off, especially on most minor things, but for something very serious, he's a bit skittish. So we'll probably do it one time, but then
right,
we might
right.
not have a recharge.
Okay.
All right.
Some ways. Things you need to know about town. Don't ever, if a guard says something, just do it. Don't ever disagree with them. Okay. They get heads, mad yep. at the drop of a hat and will, and have, I've seen it, they will just strike you down. Okay. You might be infracted for several things. You might want to make a list of this as well. Spitting or littering are illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't
Both of them that. Incur infractions.
Yes, okay.
As is touching a guard in any okay. way. The obvious things, murder and theft, whatnot. If you see, now, a lot of the just workers, especially in the Abattoir, will be wearing brown, for the most part, clothes, just like simple, very simple brown clothes. Mm. Almost look like sackcloth. Those sorts of people, you don't need to worry too much about them. They okay. probably aren't going to contact the guard about anything, mm-hmm. if they contact the guard at all. They will defend themselves, maybe. These people have very broken spirits.
Yes, yeah.
Ground down mm-hmm. to a fine nub. Mm-hmm. Anyone wearing nicer clothes, obviously be a little bit more aware. But anyone who's wearing color is someone who could call guards.
Okay. All right. Got
Make sense?
What should we be wearing about town? I guess it's what we're wearing and like hold up, like the shield has a goddamn dragon on it. I'm like, what do I need to cover?
There are still adventure, especially a lot of the people in Vagabond. Mm. Some of the dyed-in-the-wool adventurers still carry about all of their old shit. Most of them, I guess, wouldn't have weapons openly displayed. But so long as if a guard looks at you, just look down.
Okay.
They'll believe you to be ground down like everyone else.
Okay. We can do that. Thank you very much. All right. I guess in turn, I'll go by Jacob.
I'll go by Durek.
Durek? No worries. All right, well, good night, everybody. See you in the morning.
Yeah, sleep well. Pleasant dreams.
Likewise.
You climb, the two of you with Perrin, climb mm-hmm. into that little crawl space underneath the house, and sure enough, it is very warm down here. It's a bit...
Almost too warm?
No. It's a bit rat and spidery.
Oh, okay.
But it's not more so... I mean, it's still probably one of the nicer sleeps you've had, especially since it's got that feeling of you're huddled in somewhere warm while you can tell that it's freezing outside.
That is good.
Speaking of... Oh, yeah. Overnight, a blizzard hits.
Cool. Oh, no.
The next morning rolls around and the blizzard has let up, but you can still tell that it's very heavily windy. In the morning, Mathilde needs to go around and very carefully open the shutters. You know how they'll have a latched closed and then a latched open?
Yeah, yeah.
She latches them open. You can hear her doing it very meticulously and very carefully. The three of you, she opens the trapdoor as part of her little pottering around the house thing.
Yeah.
In the morning and lets the three of you out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you need to come back here for dinner, that would be fine, but I will not be home for lunch. I would prefer if you did not return until sundown.
Of course.
Yeah, we can do that.
Thank you for your hospitality. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. You can see out the window, the snow has piled heavy outside. You will be trudging through. It's going to be past your knees.
Oof. Put on all my winter clothes again, like the winter cloaks and stuff we took off the guards. And
she maybe off a wall produces... Perrin probably already has snowshoes that he is sliding on right now. But Mathilde takes off the wall two sets of snowshoes. One... quite obviously for a smaller frame, probably hers. The other ones are big and heavy set, quite obviously, for an adult male.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
She hands them to you.
Thank you.
Will definitely need these. The town is not very well plowed.
Thank you. I'll put on hers.
All right.
Yeah, I'll put on. So she's just going without?
So it seems.
No, look. You can take the. You don't have to give us yours. It's fine. I'll make do.
Okay. I'll take off hers and give them back to her and put on his.
Okay.
You can buy some in town, I'm sure.
With what money?
Piran's getting a store credit.
Do you want snowshoes?
Do we? I guess I need them, right?
Well, I mean, you don't need them, but you will...
Have wet legs.
You'll struggle without them.
Yes, if you could get some snowshoes, that'd be appreciated.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll keep the rations then. I think I can only get them with... Oh, no, I could get them with cold. No, it'll be fine.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, no, wait, I need the rations. Anyway. All right, let's go. Piran leads you into town.
Mm-hmm.
There
mm-hmm.
are...
I'll struggle the whole way.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you're... Poof. Doof, moving through the snow, soaking.
Oh, yeah. It's you're well, even with the snowshoes, your feet, anything not exposed, sorry, anything not covered by the snowshoes immediately becomes drenched if it's below the snow line.
Mm-hmm.
And you are, both of you, very, very cold by the time you get to the gates of the city. There are three entrances. Pavel's house is very close to the northern, well, to the northwestern entrance,
mm-hmm.
which has one of those towers right in front of it. You see the tower has a commanding view of the entire northwestern area, and you can see there are several of those guards patrolling around it.
Mm-hmm.
You would guess maybe about 50-50 of them. When you see the exposed part of their face, it looks flayed.
Mm-hmm.
And then other ones of them just have regular skin underneath, displayed or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyone who has regular skin would probably actually also have a scarf to kind of cover themselves up a little bit. But you spot if someone doesn't have skin, they don't seem to...
They're not bothered by the cold?
Well...
Or they suffer the cold.
Yeah, they just seem to be happy to suffer the cold.
Okay.
Fucked
okay.
up.
Yeah, right. So, like, okay. All right. Like, yeah, makes sense. They seem to like pain.
Yeah.
One of the flayed guards is the ones who stops you as you enter. Piran leans over to him and says... whispers something into his ear. The guard nods, walks over. A different guard comes up, and he just waves you through.
He so quickly got this town wrapped around his thumb.
You enter in from the northwest, which means that you will pass almost immediately through Vagabond.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty bleak. Vagabond is, there's a bunch, quite a few permanent structures, but a lot of just... ramshackle huts.
Mm.
People just throwing together anything that they can to survive. This place looks like it's a retirement home for adventurers. A very sad, awful retirement.
Poorly maintained.
Yeah, retirement home
Shut
for
down
adventurers.
By the government within months. Retirement home for adventurers.
You can see that there are a few clerics of various different gods, some you can name, some you've never heard of, but many of them have little signs that offer services that they can provide as a cleric. It's nothing powerful, though. It looks like whatever magic they're tapping into, they're either got the last wisps of it, or they're maybe just trying to bullshit you into thinking something's going to happen. Like one person who's selling holy water, but whether or not it really is holy water is actually impossible to tell. You walk through a lot of that. You see there's a central area in kind of the middle of Vagabond where there are a ton of adventurers all clamoring around this platform. On the platform, there are a few guards and then an official of sorts. The official is the first person you've seen just in robes, but mm-hmm. with flayed skin. He is bald. All of the skin on his head has been stripped away, and you see just the flesh and sinew beneath. He has a clipboard, and mm-hmm. he's taking notes as people approach him, all arms outstretched. They're all kind of clamoring for this person. As you walk past, Piran leans over and says, they're arranging work parties. A lot of positions are not permanently filled. Just in the mornings, they grab whatever workers they can.
To get the credits makes sense. What's the life expectancy of the people who have got their skin flayed? I can't imagine it's good for you.
Well, I mean, no, I can't either. As far as I'm aware, that doesn't seem to affect one's life expectancy too much. I'm not sure if there's a magic to it or not.
Yeah, must
it
be.
Happens in the abattoir.
Yes, of course.
Yuck. Well... Perhaps I'll peel off here and start looking for the disgraced knight.
Good luck. As you're moving as well, Piran keeps Every now and then, Piran peels off as well, and you see him talk to someone and then keep moving. Quite obviously making, you know, talking to his contacts and whatnot. You see there are, I mean, he speaks to a bunch of different people, but there's like a ton of the people that he's speaking to here in Vagabond look like assassins or rogues just like him, but who have fallen on hard times.
Punished Pirans.
Pretty much. You spot as well at one point, maybe someone Piran's specifically leading you towards. He's like, oh, there is one person who could potentially be the knight that you're looking for, but I'm not 100% sure on this. What, in addition to the many clerics offering their wares, you see a very old, wizened human being, basically bowed forwards with a massive hump, standing in place here, also offering services. The service he's specifically offering is that of a bodyguard. You see his little makeshift sign says knight extraordinaire, protection given, bandits slain. It looks like a sign that he had from like when he started out as an adventurer.
Okay. That your guy?
Surely it couldn't be
this
that
easy. This is just
easy.
The only person I know of off the top of my head.
Do you know his story?
Piran looks at you and says, I'll ask. I really, really don't think he's relevant to what I do.
I was just curious. Oh, you're still here. All right.
I'll ask.
All right. You wander over?
Yep.
Hello, Sonny. Pleasure to meet you. He sticks out a very wizened hand. Up close, you can see that he does not fill out the armor anymore.
I shake his hand. You a knight?
Yes. Once, long ago, a knight of Carcery. Do you know of it?
Yes. Can I just, like, give him a once-over? Like, just to see? I mean, it's so hard to tell, really.
You think the only thing keeping him standing is the armor? You can see he has put wooden stints in the back of it so that it keeps a stiffness to it. You don't think he'd be able to lift this.
You know, even if you are our guy, I don't think we want you.
Oh, I promise you, I'm your man.
I'll just wander over there. Nice to meet you.
It was I who slayed the dragon, Torkoal.
Oh, really?
Yes, the Vile. Torkoal the Vile. You must have heard the name. Fuck, dude, you have.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Acid dragon, correct?
Yes, yes.
Oh, well, that will you. I did
in the Elven Wilds. Yes.
Yeah, when they were. As a skeleton or as the actual dragon itself?
Oh, the dragon himself.
Right. You left.
He himself.
Mm. Oh, my God. Is this our guy?
Yeah, I kind of like it, just like kind of a subtle inhale to maybe see if there's any liquor around his breath.
Not a great insight check. You can't really tell. I mean, he seems very frail, infirm, basically. You also see that he is not able to wear the armor.
I don't think he's our guy.
You had heard of the adventuring group that had slain Torkoal the Vile. It was a group called the Crusaders. They were a group of clerics and paladins who they'd had a few members come and go. You didn't roll well enough to know the names of the specific members who were there for the slaying of Torkoal, but they were a quite famous group. They went, you know this, maybe a decade before you became a knight, they just went missing. The current group just completely disappeared.
Oh, so you're
they were presumed dead.
You're one of the Crusaders.
Yes,
did you
that was me.
Arrive here with the other Crusaders?
I don't know. I think we got scattered to the domains of dread, he says, gesturing around.
Right, so you no one else was with you? Just you?
Yeah, just me came here to Kuchery, he says. All right, you rolled well enough for this one. He's struggling to remember happened.
How old are you, old man?
Old enough, he says.
It's an unhelpful answer.
We always wondered what happened to the Crusades.
I think he's our guy.
I do not think he's our guy.
He's so connected to you.
You knew about Torkoal. I am your man. He says, he gestures to the sign. Please, I charge only 50 gold for a week's worth of work.
Of work, you say? And then what kind of work do you do?
You get to keep anything I kill, he says. He gestures to a little bit of fine print down the bottom of the sign, and sure enough, it does say, you keep what I kill.
when was the last time you left Kushi?
It hasn't been too long. You don't know if he's lying or just not able to remember properly.
Can I look back over my shoulder at Purin?
Purin is really enjoying this.
Is this kind of like if you're in LA and you're walking with someone who's never been before and they get stopped by the guys dressed like Spider-Man?
It is a little bit, yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
But please, where are my manners? Sir Godric the Bold.
Jacob, nice to meet you.
Durak. Hardcastle.
He sticks out a hand.
Nice to meet you, Sir Godric.
Oh, I get a bad boy card. You do not know Sir Godric the Bold. Hey, roll on the wild magic table. Same this one.
Oh, no. Do I know Sir Godric the Bold? I'm there,
fair
too.
Enough. True. You have heard the name of Sir Godric. What's your intelligence? Let me just know how much you know. All right. You've just heard the name Sir Godric the Bold. You know... You would probably know that they were part of... You wouldn't have known the Crusaders, but you would have known that he was part of a group of adventurers that were all holy knights.
Yeah, okay.
Do I know
what
that,
god
though,
they were knights of?
They served a bunch of different good and lawful aligned gods. Mm. For 13 you would have... You would know which god.
Because that was going to be my next question. Mm. I'd be like, you were a holy knight, correct?
Yes. My powers here are limited, though. I haven't all the strength I once had, but... He taps his head. Still all here, he says. Feels like he's lying as much to... He obviously knows a little bit. Feels like he's lying as much to himself as he is to
you. As he points to his head, his hand on my breath, strength is kept in the muscles. You're thinking of smarts.
Yes. And so what
you know that he served Daedalus, who is a god from the Draconic pantheon. Dragons.
Okay.
That dragons worship. Dragonborn.
Okay. Not me.
Not that, that's culturally that's not where you come from.
So what deity did you serve?
I am a paladin of Daedalus, he says. He takes out his holy symbol. You see, it is a depiction of a, surprisingly enough, a silver dragon. It's a circular pendant, silver dragon in it. The silver dragon, it's not the same pose as Argenvoss. Mm-hmm. Instead of kind of the classic heretically sideways depiction, this one kind of has depth. It looks like a much more, what we, Adam, Jackson, and Zammit, we would describe as more of a modern depiction of a dragon. So it's, it's got a depth to it, or simulated depth to it, and it is massive. This dragon is way bigger than a silver dragon normally is. There are, next to it, depictions of people, but the people are infinitesimally small, tiny. You would know that this is the classic depiction of Daedalus. He's always depicted as being huge. Mm.
Well, it's very, very, very impressive. So what did you do here when you arrived in Kuchi? Did you just set up shop?
I had some time, as all adventurers do once they come to Barovia, trying to slay the devil, he says, and then he puts his, in a very Barovian gesture, he puts his fingers to his lips and then up to the sky.
I mimic the...
I do. I do possibly the laziest.
Yeah, I'm sure. The classic of like when you're doing the sign of the cross or whatever, rather than very slowly, purposely
doing like one index finger done.
Same spectacle, testicles, whatever.
The kind of equivalent. Yeah, absolutely. You asked. The devil for a little while was my opposition. I spoke with him, even.
Oh, really? What did you speak about?
He invited me to his castle. Oh, get a good boy card.
Hey!
Actually, you get a good boy card, Hector. Pip, you also rolled well enough to know this.
Not well enough to get a good boy card.
For a good boy card, correct. Yeah. You can see that this is a long time ago for him, and he's really straining his memory for this.
He invited me for dinner.
I had been fighting him, opposing him. I did some things with the knights, Argenvost.
Mm.
They felt like natural allies to me.
Yes, the Dragon Knights.
Yes.
The second war against second war.
We needed Strahd to die, but we needed to know about the castle. We accepted. I dined with the devil, as close as one can be, I suppose. Haughty man, if you can call him that. And then we needed to know more. We came to the top of Mount Gacchus. Yes.
Yes, so you came to the top of Mount Gacchus.
Yes, we came to the top of Mount Gacchus.
Right, which is, yes, and...
To what end?
There was an altar, maybe? Something. Something at the top. Something to tell us about the devil.
But it didn't work out for you because you're here now.
Yes. I forget what happened in between. A long time ago, you understand.
You go to a temple or an altar?
I don't remember. There was something. Oh.
He takes a couple steps back. What little color in his face begins to drain.
No.
He takes a few more steps back and then he... Losing control of the armor, topples over.
See, I would rush to try and stop him from toppling.
What's your dexterity? No, sorry. You reach out and grab him, but unfortunately he falls into a heap. He immediately begins hyperventilating.
Okay, I do my best to either spot that he is having a panic attack or wondering if he's having a heart attack.
No, he's having a heart attack.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. I do my best to then try and... Stop that? Does cure wounds stop a heart attack out of curiosity?
No, cure wounds does not stop a heart attack.
Just wondering about
if you have
mechanics.
Any spell that stops death effects.
No.
We have good play cards that do.
That stop death
effects? Oh, benefit of a short rest for this guy.
No, but that, if you're dying, then you come back with one HP or whatever.
No, that's not a death effect. That's saving throws.
We'll wait till he dies
I will.
If he dies, it's too late, unfortunately.
Medicine check him and try and help him out as best as I can.
Unfortunately, it's the difference between... Imagine you're a combat medic.
Mm-hmm.
You've been trained. The magic you have been given is for bullet wounds. This man is having a heart attack.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nothing you can do.
Yeah. I know.
He dies right then and there.
Godric. He's dead.
A few other locals begin crowding in. One of them starts pushing people back. Space, give him space. One of the clerics comes over, kneels down, takes his pulse, looks at you and says, "I'm so sorry, he's dead."
I did not know him. We had a conversation.
Well, he was a bit of a fixture here. He's been here as long as anyone can remember.
I'm sorry for your loss then.
Yeah, I can't say. I guess I didn't know him very well either, but...
Does he have...
He was a nice enough person, I think.
Any family in town?
Friends?
I don't think so. Mm. I don't think he knew anyone here, or I think anyone here he knew, he was the last of.
Right, of course.
There are a few people... You didn't know him at all?
No.
Okay.
We knew of him.
Sorry, this is just, I don't know, it's like a statue dying.
Right.
There are a few people here who he was friendly with. You leave me this with me. I can handle this, he says.
Yes, he doesn't seem very confident.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Yes. Thank you. Sorry.
You can see get up. More. Yeah. You've attracted quite a lot of attention. People are moving in and out, trying to see what's happening. You see a few guards are... kind of making their way towards what's happening. Piran,
make ourselves scarce.
Yeah. Piran like steps kind in of and says, we best
blend into the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. You move in with Piran. Yep. You pass by really close to one of the guards who Piran just nods at. They nod back and you keep moving.
Good stuff.
Yeah, not our guy.
No, I don't think. Or if he was our guy, we royally cooked it.
Well, that's okay. I mean, if he was our guy, it's probably best that it happened now.
Have you ever heard about an altar?
Not. I mean, if it's in the Amber Temple, I wouldn't know about it. There could be an altar in the Amber Temple.
And when was the Dragon Knights? When did they rise? When does they?
As far as I'm aware, a long time ago.
It was part of that.
The Dragon Knights, I believe, founded Kuchery.
They founded Kuchery.
Oh. Yes, this city exists because of that.
Yes, I
well, that makes a lot of sense.
They came here for the Amber Temple or something to do with the Amber Temple. Mm. And then
he was mentioning, yes.
They decided to set up shop here rather than do anything about the Amber Temple. I understand, it's scary, he says.
He kind of reiterate, like, he tried to remember what he saw, and then
it killed him.
It seemed the memory, coincidence. He was wizened, that's for sure. But
well, I don't need a network of informants to tell me that it's bad mojo up there.
Well, yeah, the memory of it killed him.
I know. Imagine what the real thing could do.
He was old.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But I thought that the Dragon Knights were for a long time ago.
Yes.
Yes, but they...
But he was with them.
Yeah. Well...
They existed as an order, though.
Yes, I know. I mean, but I thought they were ancient.
No. I mean, Hector makes a good point that would have made him quite old. But I don't think I know anyone here who remembers the time before him. So...
How old was he?
I hadn't really thought about... I'm not going to lie. I didn't give him much thought ever at all.
Was he even human?
He did look human. Old, yes, really old, but he did look human.
Yes, but could he have been, well, perhaps a dragon? That had been...
If he was a dragon, he'd be a dragon again. I don't know a lot about dragons, but when they die, they'd be a dragon again.
Yeah.
Right. The human... I remember that pretty well.
I'm like, right, just glance over. right.
He doesn't turn into a dragon. Oh,
get a little side on.
Imagine.
Perhaps.
Several people killed under the weight of a dragon.
Perhaps some remnant of Daedalus was keeping him going.
Perhaps he's
whatever the... cosmic moat still existed in the seven-layered bean dip that is Barovia's cosmology.
From the rumors I get around town, anything could be fucking explained by Strahd's cruelty.
Well, that makes sense too.
Actually, if he couldn't remember what was going on and he was cursed with long life and here.
Yeah, well, perhaps it was amusing to Strahd or Ludmilla.
Yeah. Anyway, he would be a good part for you to peel off.
All right.
I would recommend starting... Let me get the map
at
again.
The fine end?
Yes, at the fine end.
Yeah,
most
that's what
people,
I was thinking.
Yeah, especially if they're disgraced, would probably be drinking their troubles away there, if they can afford to.
Do you have the tarot card, Hector?
Yes. Here it is. Hand you over the tarot card.
I take it. You can tell Pip sort of hates it, but I take it.
Sure.
It was a shame. They've apparently lost their ways. He's more of a drunk.
just like look around at the massive adventures.
Yeah.
There's more than a few drunks here.
He's, what did Eva say? Imagine Eva. It's going to be difficult, but we need to set fire to their heart, whatever that means.
Well, let's just hope I feel the cosmic tug of destiny, I say. And then I'll tuck it into my cloak or whatever and step out.
And then
away.
I'm taking you to Iona, right?
Or if you would like, you could
I'm not talking to Iona. Don't worry. I know where she is.
All right. Well, yes.
There's one place in town that she'd be on a day like this.
And where would she be?
On her soapbox, he says.
Oh, Piran, get a good boy card.
That's awesome.
All right,
fuck.
Well, lead on.
Piran takes you through the further into the town. As you leave Vagabond and get into the town proper, look, the town is never a pleasant place, but at least there's fewer adventurers on hard times. You do, however, see a lot of locals on hard times. There are, the majority of people here are wearing those, as Piran described, brown, very boring sackcloth clothes. Anyone wearing that would probably also have furs, but it's like whatever they could string together.
Yeah, threadbare kind of. Okay.
In fact, actually, you know what? Maybe it gets more bleak as you leave, because a lot of the adventurers at least have old adventurer shit. A lot of the people in outside of Vagabond kind of just have whatever a Barovian can scrounge.
Oh, that's bleak.
Which is, pretty freaking bleak.
People you in Vagabond more... living in bags are holding or whatever.
Yeah.
Careful, that's my house.
It's a little bag in and out.
It's a hollowed out mimic.
Yeah, exactly.
You watch as one person is, they're carrying a burlap sack and they're trying to, you can see they're moving, actually, yeah, you see that they're moving with distinct purpose and quite a lot of fear. They keep looking over their shoulder like they're expecting someone mm-hmm. to pounce upon them. And sure enough, you can see there are two guards following behind this person. Mm. And unbeknownst to this person, there are some guards coming, two more guards coming from in front of them in a pincer maneuver. They are about to be caught.
I just maybe mention, whisper to Piran, thief?
Yes, this gentleman here, I'm assuming, has stolen bark.
He's going to lose his life, isn't he?
Yeah, we best just, Piran puts up a hand, we best just... Heads. Do you want to, if you want, look away. It's they're not going to die, but it's not going to be pleasant.
More blessings.
The person does not see the two guards approaching them from the front until they are literally upon them, and the guards are not gentle. One of the first guards produces a, like a little...
truncheon?
Yeah, a little truncheon, and just smacks the guy in the side of the head. He falls to the ground, and sure enough, the sack spills forth, and... many pieces of bark get scattered onto the ground. You see a crowd has begun forming, but only because whenever the guards aren't looking,
some people grab
bark.
Why does the burgomaster have such a hold over the...
It's an important resource. Anything you can use to control the population. Piran turns and is about to say something and then stops himself, and you get the distinct impression he was about to perhaps recount, you know, what Goldcrest used to be like. Mm. He was probably going to tell you about how he used to do something like this.
Oh, yeah. Let's head to the soapbox.
One of the guards, as you're walking away, one of the guards says, you know why this is happening. And then they just lay into him.
This is a bad town, Adam. It's a bad town. Poor Hector.
Hector just like, go and grab his spear. Nah. Duh, nah.
Oh, dude.
You finally come to the closest thing that you could expect in a... Oh, as stated... Sorry. As Mathilde did, you spot a lot of people, maybe not so much in Vagabond, but definitely outside of Vagabond. If you make eye contact with someone, they immediately avert their gaze, like they're scared you're going to hit them.
Cool.
It is a broken people here.
Town,
in Kutri.
Collective, trauma.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Love it.
All right.
You eventually get to the closest that Kutri has to a town square. There is a set of stockades. So if you don't know what a stockade is, it's the thing where
the
classic...
through and then your arms are through.
Yeah, you get tomatoes thrown at you. Classic that. You see there is a stockade. The wood that makes up the stockade is stained dark with... Don't think about it.
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yep. Tomatoes.
It's a passata.
Yeah. Standing on the stockade... In the most vibrant and bright and interesting clothing you have seen in all of Kutri is a woman. She's wearing her clothes are heavy furs, but they're beautiful and resplendent, and they look like someone who's given a lot of time and energy into creating clothing. You can see that the lining has in it stitched patterns, and it looks like you can see a... bear and a bear and a moose holding hands, quotation marks, and doing a little dance as they go around.
Cool. That's cool.
She is juggling and telling jokes for a crowd of children.
I will wander over, realize Piran's not next to me.
Oh yeah, Piran melts away.
Yes, I'll wander over.
Right. And, as you approach as well, sorry, I just quickly rolled, you get that you realize there's a theme to the jokes she's telling. In the jokes she tells, she might be like, what is the difference between a member of the town guard? This is probably a lot less subtle actually than what I mean. But she might tell a joke like What is the difference between a guard in Borovia and a guard in Kutri? And one of the kids calls out, we don't know. And she says, nothing. They are both imbeciles. She, it's That is probably the least subtle that the jokes get.
Yeah.
But you can tell there's a lot of very specific barbs towards the burgomaster, the sheriff, and the princess.
The kind of thing where, like, maybe some of, like, there's characters in her jokes that are, like, the mean,
a
ugly,
mayor,
yeah.
A mayor, a cowboy,
and, and a princess.
A mayor, a deputy, and a prince walk into a bar. Good. It must have hurt.
Yeah, at the Valakai guard one, I'm like, oh, it's so true.
Oh my god. She speaks of the human experience.
Damn, she's spitting fire. I was like a smile, but realizing maybe if I did show that, guards will hit me.
That's fair.
Well, if it is not a new audience member, tell me, good sir, what is your name? She continues to juggle. As she's speaking to you, she steadily adds one after another ball to her little juggling routine.
Jacob. You can call me Jacob.
Jacob. That sounds like a fake name to me, but all right. She takes a couple steps back. Jacob, I have a question for you.
Yeah, by all means.
How do you know when you are in government?
How do you know? I do not know.
Well, you of course know when you are in government when you do not know what you are doing. You can see one of the town guard is starting to get closer and closer and closer. He's got a bit of a scowl on his face.
I think you've upset some of the guards here.
Oh, him? Do not worry. He is so, so, so kind to me. Are you not? She turns and looks around at him. I have never been hit by this guard once.
Oh, it is something, right?
Sometimes twice, so. She looks over at him. He is not pleased at this conversation. He's probably, now that you look back over at him, you see he's got the little billy club in his hand, and he's like tapping, not applause, but tapping it in his hand like he's about to use it.
As great as your jokes are, could I buy you a drink?
With what money? With credits?
Silver.
Ah, silver! She turns to look at the children who are amassed in front of her. Ah, look at the rich man. Must be new in town, eh? Must be nice to have money.
It is pretty nice.
Yes, a rich man in a poor town, though. The problem with that is that you are still in a poor town.
I think I'm in a poor country.
Oh, I promise you one thing. It is not all poor here.
Can I buy you a drink?
She stops the juggling and then hands the balls to the guard who is approaching. Your turn. The guard was not expecting that. She hops down and walks away with you.
Like he drops the billy club to take the
ball. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's great.
Where would you go for a quiet conversation in this town?
Are you asking her?
I probably would have. Trying to remember the map.
The locations you remember are Vagabond, where adventurers go to die.
Uh-huh.
Pavel's house. Uh-huh. You know the two
Come
amber
back
temple.
To Pavel's house. Let's come for conversation.
There's the Fine End, the supply store, and that's probably actually the Fine End or the supply store are maybe the only possible candidates.
As you have rightly pointed out, I am new in town, so where could I buy you a drink?
The Fine End is perhaps the only place in town, unless you know someone personally.
I shrug. I do not know anyone here, really.
I have heard that the burgomaster and the sheriff have fine wines, though no one except them have ever tasted them.
Ah, yes. So we should just knock on their door, shall we?
Oh, would not be the first time I was hauled before the burgomaster. Or the sheriff.
Yeah. By the way, Hector Dragonsbane.
Nice Iron Immersong. A pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I've heard a little bit about you.
Oh, everyone in Kuchery has. I'm quite loud.
And beloved, I hear.
And by the children, perhaps, yes.
Yes, you're making quite an impression. It seems that everybody here is very quick to be hit, except for you.
Well, I wouldn't say I've never been hit, but a quick wit stops some hit.
So how did you end up here?
I was born here. These are my people.
Are you born Kuchery?
Yes. Not even in Vagabond. I was born in regular Kuchery.
Well, before it was taken over by the Flayed God?
That has been longer than many people have been alive.
Right.
The Flayed God certainly has been here for the longest time. The cult around it is not as old, but still older than me.
Ah.
Part as old as Ludmilla being the princess.
Did the Flayed God come before or after the Dragon Knights?
I do not know. This is very old indeed. Meanwhile...
Pip. It's so funny you're coming to the fine end. That's where I'm going.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Pip, you wander into the fine end.
Yep.
It's, I wouldn't call it busy, but it is like every table is full.
Okay.
There's a bar, basically one wall is just a long bar. And then there are tables all around. The bar is mostly full. The tables are almost entirely full. You see a lot of once adventurers. Some presumably regular townsfolk, but a lot of adventurers have come here to drown their sorrows.
Can I like look through and do some quick elimination where I'm like obviously a wizard, obviously a rogue?
Sure.
Bard, rogue, wizard, sorcerer, druid.
Yeah, a full like 2/3 of this place just would not match the description, as it were.
Okay. Is there anybody like obviously dressed... Like, this is such a stupid question, but like, is there anybody obviously dressed in armor? Like knightly, however tarnished.
I know what you mean.
Looking for the most obvious candidate.
Okay, you rolled really well. Good job.
Nice.
Not well enough for a card, but well enough to see this. You, looking around, there's a lot of people in armor, but you can tell. So if you're looking specifically for someone who might be not just a warrior, but a knight.
Yeah, I'm like looking for like heraldry and that kind of thing. Yeah,
you see a lot of armor, and some of that armor has heraldry. Mm. But you can tell a lot of that heraldry is not, it's either just an adventurer looking to make a name for themselves, or it's maybe just armor that is not theirs. Like you spot a dwarf with armor that you're like, that heraldry is elven.
That's
not yours. You spot a lot of people like that. Of the people here who are wearing armor of any type, you can immediately tell that none of the people in armor here are royalty or nobility or anyone of a high standing, or at least they were not of a high standing before they became an adventurer.
Yeah, okay.
You also, though, one of the people at the bar sitting right up the back end in a corner, not talking to anyone, not engaging, even some of the most saddest fucks in this place, as they drown their sorrows, they talk morosely to each other about the times that once were, about who they once were. And, you know, every single person here is like, I could have been a contender.
Yeah. I could have taken down Strahd if only X.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely as you cross the room, you hear, I could have taken down Strahd if only X a million fucking times.
As I'm walking down through the bar, I reflect on the last 4 years I've spent in Barovia, and under my breath, I'm like, could have been worse.
The one person up in the corner of the bar, like the only person not talking to anyone else, he is not wearing armor, but he does have some of like the sackcloth sort of stuff that a lot of the people here who have just given up wear. But underneath that sackcloth, you can see a white silk shirt with a monogram on it. The monogram on that shirt, it's got three letters, RKG.
Okay.
It's got a laurel wreath and a crown. You don't know the significance of the letters or the laurel wreath, but the depiction of the crown, you can see the specific nature of that crown. It is specifically referencing the King of Kandor.
Oh, okay.
That crown specifically references him. He is either related to the king in Kandor, or he is somehow part of the royal court.
Okay. Surely that's our guy.
Any guy in a suit,
That's our guy.
That's our guy.
You see, he is quite definitely trying to find the bottom of a bottle. He'll keep going until he finds the right one.
All right. That's a good line. You should get a bad boy card.
All right. Your weapon is ambushed.
Oh, no. Pip Mandarin, I'm calling you out.
Pip, Yeah. A hand gets put on your back.
Just as I'm about to be like, to the guy, I swivel around.
You get spun around to Bigfoot Paul.
Oh my God, Bigfoot Paul, I never thought I'd see you again. Oh, fuck.
Bigfoot Paul, you could pick. He's either pissed at you for something you did before Barovia, or he was there a year ago. You could pick. Or both.
This is my relationship with Bigfoot Paul. When I first arrived in Barovia and I was doing the Hector thing, mm-hmm. I like to think he joined me as like the equivalent of my first guy. And then I did what I did on a grander scale to him somewhere. Like I did what I did at the war against Strahd, where I abandoned everybody. But I did that to him on a smaller scale.
So like abandon him fighting people or like ghouls or whatever, him to go with Keening.
Oh, fuck. Fuck. Okay, well, maybe it was, what's the name of that?
You're like your first Barovian boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. Your first Barovian boyfriend can't be a guy called Bigfoot Paul.
Poop has a type? What's the name of the, it's like the old meat grinder or whatever? What's that? It's like the
old bone grinder.
I imagine I abandoned him at the old bone grinder when that got
some hags.
That got too hot. But then we reconciled for the fight against Strahd and I abandoned them again.
So every time.
Every time. This motherfucker.
God damn it. God damn it, Pip Mandrew. I just can't quit you.
Who knows? Pip could have boyfriends all over this country.